Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Drive is live.
Yeah, it is. The Drive is live, baby. Ron, the show. Ugly is out. B. Scott, B. Skeezy is in. Tyler Milner is on the ones and twos behind the glass over here. And it's been a minute since I seen the fellas. Been out of pocket for a minute. But I'm assuming you and Luke held it down yesterday.
Yeah, man, we had a good time, man. I think we held it down admirably in y'all's absence and was glad to keep the seat warm for y'all, man.
Yeah, man. Look, I want to let everybody know real quick. Let everybody know. Sorry about that. I stepped on your toes right there, T. Stop number 10 at that old crawfish circuit, y'all. It's Friday. It's Friday. It's June the 6th. Friday.
Little mud butt action, huh?
Come on, baby. Well, not mud butt, but mud bugs. Last time where I'm from, mud.
Did I say bug? Did I pull a run?
Sounded like, yeah, butt.
My bad.
It sounded like, and mud butt, that, especially when I got a 1-year-old, a 3-year-old, that means a little something other than crawfish.
It could be the zen in my mouth, this little nicotine patch that I got in my mouth. That could be part of it, but I definitely tried to say mud.
It happens. You wipe. It happens to everybody.
Tyler, we're going to get to what the hell's going on with B. Scott in 2 seconds. I'm trying to make this damn announcement. We about lost B. Scott about an hour and a half ago, and he said it. He's
like
damn
lost,
serious.
Lost?
Yeah. I'm going to get to it. Hang on a second. Christian's Tailgate, Energy Corridor location, 1010 Highway 6, baby. Highway 6, 1010's the address. Christian's Tailgate. Come on through. Prizes, drawings, giveaways. All the listeners who come out and are on site Friday, you got to be there to win, and obviously, them boiled crawfish, baby, them adult beverages, right? Come on through. Plenty of food. Bring the kiddos. Apparently, it's a kid-friendly location.
It is, and I have never, ever once in my life, I have not been to this Energy Corridor location, but I have never had a bad time at a Christian's Tailgate.
Well, come on through. We got a good time to be had on Friday up off Highway 6, baby, so come on through. And let's have us a good time. Big shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors, as well as Bud Light, Budweiser, for making that happen. And make sure when you come on through, we do have a, I guess it's a end of the year crawfish circuit giveaway, $500 gift card. Ooh. To Academy Sports and Outdoors, and free beer for a year. Budweiser, Bud Light, big time opportunity there, along with the. Yep, that's a beautiful sound. Damn, that's a beautiful sound.
It is.
All right, I can't leave him off no longer than this, but B. Scott, are you all right over there?
Man.
Now, you told me we almost lost you out there. Your son saved your life, and then you came in here talking about mud butt. I thought, damn, is B. Scott all right over there? What the hell happened?
I'm a little jittery, man. Look, I called myself this morning getting a little work done early. Okay, I was up here at the station with the morning guys, Payne and Pendergast, right? And I wasn't hosting. I was doing a little podcast work, doing a little, you know, pre-work ahead of hosting this show with you,
because
I got other
long
obligations
for you.
Yeah, so I call myself kind of getting ahead of things, and then when I get back home, you know, it's roughly 8:30, still pretty early, and I didn't got up early, so I'm gonna go ahead and take me a little nap, you know. Okay. Thought it was gonna be an hour nap, two nap. Ended up not waking up until about noon. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So it turned into like a 4-hour nap. But when I got up.
Tired right
is it
there.
One of those where your eyes snapped open and you're like instantly in kind of panic mode because you don't know what time it is?
That part, but then also the thing that woke me up wasn't just the time or the amount of time that I had been asleep. It was the low blood sugar. Y'all know I'm a type 1 diabetic, a very serious matter, but I do a pretty decent job of managing it. Save for the day, because I woke up, blood sugar was 45. Oof. And if y'all don't know,
I don't know.
Anything under 80 is not good. So 45 is almost close to half that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now we're flirting with fate a little bit here.
Little half dead over here.
If you don't get that thing up really quick, it's going to be an issue. You know, it's going to be more of a potential hospital situation, right?
Right.
So my son is the first person I see, and he's in there cleaning up the apple juice that he spilled all over my floor. Okay, so that's his own issue.
Son.
But of course, now you put everything into perspective. You don't care about that all of a sudden. We got to get this life back.
I need some candy stat.
Candy, cars, granola bars,
yeah.
Apple, whatever apple juice is left that you didn't spill on the floor. We got a high carb soda up top in the top cabinet. Go stand on a chair and go get that for your boy.
Right.
And so it was like full court press on get daddy back to life and get him back to life real quick. Not just, you know, so he could attend the show, but so he could,
you know, live.
So he could be alive. But I kid you not.
You were probably all clammy and stuff.
I was. No, not clammy. Drenched in sweat. Because that's one of the symptoms, right? When you have high blood sugar, you look like I look like Patrick Ewing out there. All right? And so it is seven minutes after two. At no later than 12:45, I was fighting for my life.
Well, would you just yell at him and tell him, does he know when you're having an episode?
Yeah, well,
I
walk out of there sweating and say, hey, son, help me out. Don't leave. I literally told him no less than four times, don't leave me.
But he understands right away what's going on.
And this is my 10-year-old, by the way, a 10-year-old little boy, man. He's, I'm not going to leave you, Daddy. I got you. So he's getting me yogurt. We got muffins. We got, like I said, the strawberry soda. Literally everything that got any level of carbs in it, you give it to me so I can hurry up and get this thing right. But we were that close. Not only to y'all not having a co-host today.
You feeling good now?
Yeah, I'm feeling good.
Let's go.
I'm in the right frame of mind and in the right physical state, but it was touch and go for a minute.
I mean, I typically would say I appreciate you making it, not making me do the show by myself or me and Tyler make this thing sing for 4 hours, but damn, I'm just glad you're here.
Yeah, because that would have not put just today in jeopardy, but the Texas report on Wednesdays for the foreseeable future, for the permanent future, would have had to have been filled by somebody else because your boy would have been out of there. So shout out to my son, Kyle, 10-year-old, stepping up and doing what was needed, man. I would not have survived if I was by myself. If he had not been there, I don't know what I would have done.
Ooh-wee. Well, good job, little man. Way to stay cool and calm under pressure and get Pops right and get Pops to the station. Well,
now, he still didn't get off that YouTube. He was carrying around that phone the whole time. But that's his own issue.
Hey, he can multitask.
Yes, I give him credit.
That's a beautiful thing, man. But all right, we got it was a big. I almost said weekend. Hell, it's Monday and Tuesday. But a big night last night for our Astros boys. Big night last night for our Astros. By the way, Astros have won 7 of the last 9. I mean, 8 of the last 11.
They're kicking ass and taking names.
That's right, Magic Mac. They are doing it. You know who that was? Every time we have a conversation about them, we can lead the conversation with some kind of high win percentage over the last handful of games. When they had 17 in a row, they won 10 of them. Then they won, again, 8 of the last 11 kind of deal. So the Astros are rolling, and they're rolling through some pretty rough weathers here, if you know what I mean, with the injury to Yordan, with all the arm injuries to the pitching staff, with trying to introduce Lance McCullers back to the rotation, to asking these young guys to do a lot. And the Astros got a big win versus the Pittsburgh Pirates last night. And the headliner of this is obviously Lance McCullers B. Scott. It's Lance McCullers' first win this season since being called up May the 4th. It's his first win since September the 21st of 2022. Let me say it again. It's his first win since September 21 of 2022. And not only did he get that win, and we're going to break this down a little bit, not only did he get the win, but he also got a little bit of relief in a sense of that fool that threatened his kids and after that rough outing back in, and I guess it was, he gave up seven runs and recorded one out against Cincy. I think it was May 10th.
Yeah, this is like two or three starts ago.
Yeah, whatever. It was his second or third start. But that fool obviously surfaced and the investigation found him. So he got a little bit of he got a little relief and had a really, really good day yesterday on two fronts. I do want to get to, B. Scott, the performance of the game, the Astros getting the win. But first and foremost, the second part of that about, the investigation into the threats that Lance McCullers and, more importantly, his kids received after that game. That investigation I don't know if it's concluded, but they definitely found an intoxicated bettor who made online death threats aimed at McCullers' family. He lives overseas. The HPD, big shout out to Houston Police Department, they did the investigation. This old boy told the Houston police that he was sorry for what he had done and regretted obviously doing it. And all joking aside, like, to me, this is the most important part of the investigation. If I'm Lance McCullers and his kids, like, it's one thing. Okay, so you get threatened. It's one thing. Obviously, I'm scared as hell. And big shout out to Jim Crane, by the way, for hiring 24-hour security for his family. That's a hell of a deal by the owner right there. But literally when it happened, I know it sounds silly, but it's like, whoever did this needs to come forward, because now Lance and his wife and his kids can't leave the house without looking over their shoulder. Even if they, behind the scenes, they figure some things out and you don't know if it was that guy, if it's a different guy, somebody needs to come forward and say, no, it was me. I made a mistake, so that family doesn't have to continue to look over their shoulder. So he's overseas. Apparently wasn't a big issue. Wasn't a local threat. But just so the family knows, B. Scott, like, hey, I can go outside now, and that fool ain't going to be out in my front yard.
Not only that, but to also find out that the specific fool really wasn't about that action. It was right. When I say that, I don't want to minimize threats or the potential, the potential implication of it, right?
Yeah.
But what you learned with this particular situation was, not only was it some fool overseas that didn't present a local threat, but when confronted, clearly was not about that action, was just some drunk fool and what we like to call in this internet age, keyboard warriors.
Yeah,
folks that'll say stuff to you and clinch you. I'm sure you see this plenty as a public figure. You see folks that online will say things to you that if they saw you in person wouldn't dare say to your face.
Sure.
Wouldn't dare try you for real.
Spineless
in person.
Spineless asshats.
And it feels like, and we, not to again minimize, because we got some people that really are crazy.
Yeah.
Really will do some harm out. Really will do some harm to you out here in these streets. But some of these people, and a lot of these people, I feel like most of these people that like to do stuff like this really ain't about that action. And that would make me feel some relief as well. Like, not only was it not a local threat, but it wasn't even really somebody that could say it with their chest.
That's right.
Don't even think about trying to come see me. You ain't about it.
And for what it's worth, the guy did apologize. Lance did accept the apology. He leaned in to
better than me.
His right.
I'll say I'll straight up. Lance is a better man than me.
Well, look, I mean, he got to forgive and forget. He's a spiritual man.
He
believes strongly in living that life, and I commend him for it, man. But nonetheless, great job by HPD, great job by Major League Baseball, hell of a job by Jim Crane, and it feels good to know that Lance McCullers got this fool off his back, and at least his family can go live their life a little
bit. But I co-signed Tyler, though. Better than me, because I would have gone, what was the Liam Neeson character in Taken?
Yeah.
I would have gone Taken on him. I will find you, and I will kill you. Like, that would have, you talking about my kids?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to look, come on now. You going to stab my kids?
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Find me.
I would like to think perhaps maybe I could do what Lance did, the honorable and loving thing of forgiving this guy and trying to move on. But the second you bring up my kid, man, I probably won't want you to not be living.
Well, glad that one is put to bed and the family can walk around, go to games, and spend time with their mom and daddy and not have to worry about them kiddos. But the Astros, they did get that win 3-3 zip, and Lance McCullers outdueled Paul Skenes. I don't know if he's the hottest pitcher in baseball, but I know he's one of the biggest names, and he's damn sure one of the best watches with what he brings to the table. But on a Christian Walker home run in the seventh, which Lance ended up coming out, but it was before they announced that Lance came out of the game and actually put another pitch. So Lance actually got the W.
Yep.
3-0, the Astros win. And I'm going to tell you, boys, this is – Lance has been absolute nails since the 39th pitch of his third start.
It feels huge.
Right? Remember, the wheels came off May 10th against the Reds when all that crap we just talked about happened. And then the start, the first inning and a half, well, the first 39 pitches of that next start was like, oh, here we go again.
Yeah.
And then he commits to strike out four of the next five.
Yep.
And then he goes out there, and how many he strike out in that next game?
12. 12.
Right? And then he goes out there and does his zero earned runs, seven strikeouts, one walk, in a 3-0 win, his first win this season, his first win in over two seasons.
And six innings of work, also important. Real quality, not just out there giving you some quick action, like a real quality six innings of work and the quality on top.
Well, the key here, B. Scott, and you tell me, you've watched as much, if not more, than I have, and T, you too. I mean, when I hear this kind of, the biggest part of this outing, because I didn't get a chance to see all of it, I was watching over my shoulder kind of deal at a bar, but the biggest part of this box score for Lance McCullers is one walk. I mean, look, Lance is going to strike people out. The deal is Lance going to walk so many guys that he can't, the pitch count gets so high he can't get through three or four innings? Is he going to walk so many guys that the one mistake he does make or the two mistakes he does make, it's six or seven runs instead of one or two runs? Lance is going to strike out guys. Lance is going to get swing and miss. The key is the control, the location, and clearly in this game he had that work.
Yeah, I think it, as basic as it might sound or seem to say, like when you're somebody like Lance McCullers who's trying to reinvent himself and trying to find it, you just can't afford the free bases. And you would say that about any pitcher, even somebody that is, you know, clicking on all cylinders, if you will, somebody that's been healthy over the last few years, unlike Lance has.
Well, the good ones just don't do it.
Right. they don't do it, and they don't do it because they understand that you can't. You are flirting with trouble at that point.
Yep.
And so, ideally, no pitcher, no matter what the context is giving up free bases. But I think especially and specifically for somebody like Lance McCullers and in the situation that he's in, again, when he's trying to find it, when he's trying to get into that rhythm. And this is a credit to Lance McCullers. He's done this now more than once where he has to reinvent himself, relearn himself as a pitcher, right? Like not just a flamethrower, but an actual executioner of pitches, right? And he's done that, to me, in a marvelous way, all things considered, given what his health situation has been, given how much time has been missed. That's always been my concern with Lance McCullers is when he finally does get back, since he's been luxury Lance for so damn long, and we're at this point where we actually need him out there. You need him now, and I think we made this point yesterday on the show when you were out, Clint. They need him now more than ever.
Yeah.
I think they need Lance McCullers more than they ever have, and certainly more than it felt like they did at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
You can't afford the free passes. Now, Lance is also savvy enough to work through traffic, and I'll give him credit for that, but to not have the traffic is certainly a relief for certainly Lance McCullers and Astros fans in general.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Well, if the love for Lance McCullers and it could grow any, and this story could be any better, it comes in the fashion of the Astros needing Lance more than you ever thought you were going to need him at this point, right? I was just hoping to get a starting pitcher that could be in the five man rotation and help you a little bit somewhere along the way.
Yeah, no, it looked like he was going to be the luxury of the sixth guy if you needed one.
Yeah, and right now you're looking at a guy that if he continues to get better and get in this rhythm, I mean, now you got a three-headed monster at the top of the rotation, and you're going to need it now more than ever. On top of Lance McCullers' performance, as I mentioned, Christian Walker with the solo bomb in the seventh off Paul Skeens. It's Paul, right? Am I saying that right? It's Paul.
Nailed it.
I have a hard time getting beyond Livy, but it's Paul, right? Livy's his girl, right? Isn't that Livy?
Yeah, that's right.
And I think also with the Astros, it's important to note that Josh Hader completed another save opportunity, by the way.
Yes.
16 for 16 this year. He is absolute nails.
Is that good?
Good God, boy. And he's already, just watching him's nasty. All of a sudden, now he's got the stats that are going with it.
Yep.
And the run that's going with it. That's absolutely
and
nasty.
They're giving him games to save. Remember, that was an issue last year. It was like, man, you paid all this money for a closer. He ain't got no games to close.
Right.
You know,
right.
Now that's not the case.
That's B. Scott. He's in for Ron Ugly. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. C.J. Stroud's shoulder issues. I don't know if you heard about it. If you hadn't, what rock you've been under. But he's not currently throwing in OTAs, y'all. Are you concerned? I've got two real reasons to be concerned about our QB here in Houston. That's next. I'm coming in there to get that work in.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Not today. Hell no. Hughley's out. B. Scott is in, baby. You get no skeezy and dirty with OT meal, big old money bags in there. That's the drive you're getting today, baby. Hope you're having a good time, Houston. Hope you have a good day, baby. It's one of them old hump days, man. Get through it. You're on the backside of it. And we can start looking towards that weekend, man. But for now, we got a lot going on around these parts in the sports world, man. Guys, C.J. Stroud. I'm gonna strain my damn shoulder trying to reach around this big ass head I got to pat myself on the back. I told y'all when that sucker wasn't practicing, they over there weren't talking about wanting to. Oh well, it's just everybody's on their own schedule, you know, their own schedule, their own physical schedule, or whatever the hell Nick Cayley tried. Nick Cayley, boy. D'Amico has it down, but Nick Cayley, he really struggled with that damn line.
Yeah, he had a couple of relative twos and in there. You know, he pulled that
systems and processes.
Yeah, he pulled that old Nick Casario on us.
Oh,
that
man,
word salad.
I'm telling you, and to me it is just so damn silly. It is so silly when they get up there and the quarterback, your starting quarterback with a new offensive coordinator in town, with the clear weak spot on this team being the offense. This is a guy in a contract year, if you want to really break this thing down. And he's the most important position in football. And it is a year where he's got to drive this ship and he's got to get better. And he's not throwing. And it's, oh, man, just his own schedule. You know, his own personal schedule.
Yeah, shoulder shrug.
Football schedule.
Just a quarterback clip.
Get the hell out of here.
No big deal, dog.
I told you, there's either been some kind of procedure done. There's some kind of soreness that they want. And at that point in time, I thought for sure the next time we see him, CJ's going to be throwing. And I'll be damned if I didn't go out there and CJ is handing the ball off, and then all of a sudden he takes his helmet off, takes his shoulder pads off, and puts his little sweater and his beanie on, which, by the way, we got to talk to my man. Wearing that damn beanie June the 4th in Houston.
I don't get it.
If it has something to do with the locks, man, you got to get one of them damn bands
I can promise you it doesn't. Like, the beanie is not for the – matter of fact, the beanie messes up the locks. Hopefully he's got one of these on under the beanie.
Okay.
Because otherwise the beanie is going to mess it up.
Got it. Well, I don't know if anybody out there has not heard yet, but like I said, C.J. Stroud is not throwing. And the concern – I got a couple of – look, I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill. It is the off season, but there's something here, y'all. There's something here that needs to be discussed. There's something here that needs to be monitored. There's something here that – really, to be honest with you, the organization needs to control the narrative and control the story, which they didn't do a very good job of for the first week, but now they've come around. Here is D'Amico Ryans talking, finally letting the cat out of the bag about C.J. Stroud and why he hasn't been throwing at, I think, three practices over a week and a half that the media's been to. I'm assuming he hadn't thrown at the other ones either, but there's been several that the media's been a part of. We haven't seen him throw a ball, and here's D'Amico Ryans explaining why.
First off, I know everybody's going to ask, first is CJ not throwing again. There's no concerns with CJ. It's just general soreness. We're taking extra precaution with him, but he'll be good to go. No concerns on my end there. Really excited the way our guys are working and competing out at practice. When you see a good team, what excites me is you're seeing both sides make plays. Offense, defense, there's a lot of back and forth, guys making plays. So really excited to see where our team are here in our second week of practicing. They're really growing, developing, taking the steps we need to take, and it's fun to watch. For CJ, it'll be, like I said, he has general soreness, and we're just taking extra precaution with him. When he's ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
Do you have any work on his shoulder in the offseason?
That's it for CJ, guys. On the questions, that's it. When I said that's it for him, like his general soreness, and we're taking extra precaution with him. We're not going to rush him into anything. He'll be fine. When the moment is for him to be ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
D'Amico's such a good guy. He just ain't real comfortable with stretching the truth or hiding the truth or lying, whatever you want to call it. He just ain't real comfortable with it. But I want to save that because I do want to come back to the silliness of the Texans. But the reality of it here, as a fan, the biggest concern here is that there is a concern with C.J. Stroud. And I got two of them for you, B. Scott.
All right.
I got two of them. One, I'm going to tell you, man, I've been a quarterback. I've been a guy that I am wired the way C.J. Stroud is wired from a standpoint of nobody's going to outwork me. When I'm playing, I threw 4 days a week in the summer with my receivers. Whichever receivers were in summer school, whichever one was there, my ass was on that field. Now, luckily, I had Anthony Lucas, who beat me there. Me and him were there every day. If anybody wanted to join us, cool. And I threw until, I mean, I couldn't throw no more. And there was never, knock on wood, there was never a level of soreness that kept me from throwing a football for over a week. Like that, you can make this as general soreness as you want. I don't know what level of general soreness a quarterback could have that would keep him from literally throwing a football for a week plus in any circumstance, much less a circumstance where you have a new offensive coordinator.
That's good, Clint, because I hadn't even thought about it that way. Obviously, because I don't do this and don't have that experience. I think that is good insight from you as somebody that's actually done some sort of version of what C.J. Stroud is doing, the workouts, what it takes to be an SEC quarterback at the level that you were. You saying that is not this. So suffice it to say, that's not common, right? To have that level of soreness.
Not just the way he's phrasing it, general soreness. Now, it would be common if he had some kind of procedure and he's just not clear to throw yet, or he had some kind of procedure and he tried to get back into throwing and now that his body didn't, whatever he had done, didn't respond well, and there's been soreness associated with some kind of procedure. That's a different animal. I've never had stitches. I've never been cut on. So I can't speak to that.
Or even if it's a sprain, a recent new sprain, that could be another thing. And I think that there is still kind of a window for that. We asked about procedure, but didn't I say, is it, you know, used to calling it soreness. Is it some kind of sprain, a tweak? That could also keep you limited.
Well, that's the number one thing of why this is a concern, because there's just the thought of just couching this thing as general soreness is a slightly better than, you know, everybody's got their own, on their own schedule, both their personal schedule and their football schedule, whatever that was. Like, they've stepped it up a notch in calling it general soreness, at least acknowledging that there's a reason why he's not throwing. But general soreness, leads me to a spot where it's a reaction to throwing or a reaction to a weightlifting muscle got sore. Where I don't know that I buy that when he's not throwing for a week plus at this point. Number two, or along with that one, is we don't know how long this has been going on.
Right.
Like this is clearly a week and a half. It could have been a month. I don't know. So the not knowing how long. But number two, the other point here is the reason it's a concern. Again, I'm wired in a way, was wired as a player in a way that C.J. Stroud is. If you tell me I'm a rookie and I'm coming in to learn a new system, or you tell me I'm a third-year guy and I got a new offensive coordinator come in and two young receivers and a new slot receiver that's going to be my lifesaver when I'm getting pressured, which is what I struggled with last year with tremendously.
And your offensive line is being remade completely.
Different center with the Jake Andrews kid coming in.
Yep.
Right. Great point. Great ad, right? New offense, terminology, new players need reps. Young wide receivers need reps. CJ is wired in a way of like, I need those.
Right.
I got to have those. These are very important. And so, for him to go an extended period of time not getting those reps, there is a reason to a cause for pause here around this CJ Stroud shoulder. Now, the bigger picture, obviously, are we dealing with something that could be more serious with the Astros PTSD that we have? Is this something that could be more serious that could leak into training camp? Knock on wood. I hope not. But there is plenty of reason to have a discussion about CJ Stroud right now.
Let me give you this Nick Cayley quote before we get out of here and go to break, Clint.
Oh, this is it. I love it.
Everybody has a specific routine relative to their own routine, specific to whatever.
That man said, I mean, that. If I had a nickel for every time I heard that.
That is.
He said that out loud, Clint.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, here's the deal. Here's the deal. If I ever have something come up, boys, and it's like people are interested in it, me, B. Scott, Sean, everybody that has a mic, even T, you, Figgy, we're going to sit down in the room and say, okay, boys, here's the message. And here's how we got to get this thing out, man.
We're
not all just going to stumble through these personal and whatever schedules. That ain't going to happen. But we'll see. All right, the Texans, again, they're in hot OTAs over there, man. The Texans are a big story in the city, man. The Texans, they got plenty of room to improve offensively in several spots. We've talked about these spots till we're blue in the face, right? None are bigger than, I think, leadership on the offensive side of the football, right? Let's look in the rearview mirror. Two guys last year with a C on their chest, right? They really weren't and aren't Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans type of guys. I'll explain and we'll discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, Ron Hughley is out. Brandon Scott, B. Skeezy is in. T. Mill is behind the glass. And we will have some best bets. He's got some winning he's got to do tonight for the folks, but we'll circle back to that later on in the show. We've already hit quite a bit, man. C.J. Stroud not practicing. Lance McCullers having a hell of a day yesterday, not just on the diamond, but also off the diamond. So we'll circle back to that if you're just now tuning in. But the conversation I want to have now, y'all, is look, there's a lot of spots, particularly on the offensive side of the football, where the Texans can get better, right? And we've talked to every one of them damn near six ways to Sunday. But one of them that I think is really has potential to be a problem, and we should be talking more about, is leadership on the offensive side of the football. I've mentioned this a few times just in passing in general conversations about the offensive leadership.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Leadership I'm talking about. Like, again, I'll say it. Nico Collins is a nose down, quiet, soft-spoken dude, nose down, I'm going to grind him, outwork you kind of leader, right? Which typically is not the super alpha that's got the C on his chest, that's moving the needle for everybody.
Yeah.
No, not disrespecting, not minimizing the player that Nico is. To me, Nico strikes me as a guy that's like, I'm going to show up and outwork everybody. He doesn't strike me as a guy that's going to hold everybody else accountable.
Lead by example more so than hold you accountable.
Bark at you in the huddle, tell you to shut up in the huddle. Yeah, he just doesn't seem to be that guy. And then you look at C.J. Stroud. And C.J. Stroud seems to be, well, we know he's a guy that definitely wants to be everybody's friend. He definitely wants to pray for everybody. There's a softer side to C.J. Stroud that I'm not real. I'll be honest with you, the jury's still out for me. I don't know what level of leader C.J. Stroud actually is. We'll find out. I'm not saying, I know he's a leader, obviously, but when you're a quarterback, you've got to be a leader. You have no choice. Like, if you're a good player like C.J. Stroud is, then everybody looks up to you no matter what the hell you do or say.
I think you're questioning the depth of the style. You know, like, he's got some of the leadership qualities of, hey, I'll pray for you, I want to be your friend, but is it also, hey, I'll bust your ass if it's time to.
Well, that's what you're questioning. Yeah, absolutely. You just look, there's a difference in being a leader of a unit on a team and being the alpha that is the team, that runs the team.
Gotcha.
That sets the he's the thermostat in the room every day for everybody, not just the quarterback room and not just this guy or that guy that happens to be his friend, but anybody. Will Anderson is a perfect example right now. Will Anderson is setting a standard out there at OTAs every single day, every single minute. He don't waste a minute, right? And now the quarterback's a different animal. All I'm saying is on the offensive side of the football, I don't know who's going to step up and take that charge. And I think there's a couple of things, guys, that happened this week. And follow me here because this is where I'm going, man. That you look, I questioned leadership last year, right? And, of course, you win in 10 games. You know, everybody, what the hell are you complaining about? But if you look at last year, this is indicative of the void of leadership that I think is really there on the offensive side of the football. Two of your three captains last year, two of the three, CJ was one of them, two of the three were Laramie Tunsil, who I don't give a damn what nobody says, got shipped up out of here so that they could change the mentality of the offensive line room. And really, I'd argue the whole offense so that now Cole Popovich had a clean slate and could coach.
Hit the money sign again.
Right. So really not a D'Amico and not a Nick guy in terms of what, you know, what they want, like the Will Anderson type is obviously what they want across the board.
Yeah, in terms of an attitude.
Absolutely. And then the other one is Steph Diggs, who, you know, I've heard so many conversations. Of course, I've been out of pocket Monday and Tuesday, but I've heard so many conversations about
pink cocaine.
That's what spurred it, right? But that was one of your captains last year.
Yep.
Right? Look, I'm not saying he wasn't a good guy. I'm not saying he's not a mentor. I'm not saying that he wasn't a guy that was really good for John Metchie and Tank Dell and all that. I'm not – good guys, great guys, good, solid, really good players. But when you got guys that got the C on your chest, that one of them just got in here, came in with a bad reputation, maybe he just didn't get caught here in Houston, but then immediately when he leaves, he becomes a distraction again on yachts out there having a good time, which it looked like a hell of a time out there, Diggs. But and Laramie Tunsil, which I think we all questioned from a captain perspective when it happened. But that, to me, is indicative of the void of leadership that is right now with the Houston Texans, right? Those two guys bounce. One, when they were here, they were somehow viewed as not just leaders, but captains, which tells me there was a need. They bounce, and now there's clearly a void in Houston. And the question is now, right, who steps up and fills that void?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, B. Scott? Like, that you know, I used the what'd you call it? With pink powder? Is that what they called it? What they called it? What was it called?
Pink cocaine.
I know what it was. It was cocaine, but it's actually a concoction. It's actually a mixture of
It was like a Jeffrey.
What I read, it was a mixture of drugs, but there was a pink something, pink powder, pink something, had a little nickname.
Man, I cannot relate. I cannot. Just the stuff to grow out of the ground for me, man. I cannot relate.
I think there were some mushrooms in there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a long list of things that could have been in that pink powder, but to, the point being is those, you know, guys that seem to be up to that kind of stuff, guys that come in with a reputation, guys that don't necessarily set the bar in the room in terms of what you want in Laramie Tunsil, you know, those guys, boom, put a C on their chest and let's ride. That don't happen if you have legit guys that you know are, hey, these are my captains for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
These are my guys that are going to lead the show. And I'm not saying that any of these guys that are currently here are not captain quality guys. I'm saying there's a void in leadership on the offensive side of the football, and there is a huge opportunity for C.J. Stroud, Joe Mixon,
yep,
Nico Collins, whichever of these offensive linemen end up being, you know, the guy that can has some staying power and can stick and be an alpha kind of deal. There's a huge opportunity on the offensive side of the football for leadership, and that leadership will make a huge difference, I think, in setting that standard, setting the temperature in a room, holding guys accountable.
Yeah, I just think that the timing of this is important for C.J. Stroud because of some of the things that you mentioned. When he gets here, Laramie Tunsil has already been here, already established, already a Pro Bowl player,
yep,
when C.J. Stroud gets here. And so he's big bro on site. Then they bring Steph Diggs in to do a similar thing that he did in Buffalo with Josh Allen, brings him in, yep, to be big bro. Now both big bros are gone, and it's time for C.J. Stroud to step up and be big bro. And I think time will still – kind of what you were saying earlier, the jury is still out. I'm not willing to write the book yet on what C.J. Stroud's exact leadership style or ability is quite yet, but this is when that clock begins to me.
Yep.
Is when big bro is jettisoned out of here or let go in free agency in the case of Stephon, yep, Diggs, and now – it is unquestionably C.J. Stroud's, yep, team on the offensive side and clearly Will Anderson's team on the defensive side. Those two guys came in together, picks 2 and 3, and it is now their franchise. It is up to them to sort of take the bull by the reins, so to speak.
Well, B. Scott, you know, I mean, people will minimize it, and I know a lot of people in the locker room minimize it. A lot of people that have been in the locker room with us minimize it. I'm going to tell you, man, it is – I've been in situations. It is extremely, extremely difficult to lead and ask and hold guys accountable, whether you're Cole Popovich or you're C.J. Stroud. It is extremely difficult to lead, even if you're a natural leader. It's with a guy that you know is the highest paid, he's got a C on his chest, and you know he's not gonna fall in line.
Yeah.
That I mean, literally, that's why I was always, we got to get out of the Tunsil business, is because there was no way a coach was going to be able to hold him accountable. There was nobody holding him accountable in the building.
Yeah.
Right? There was no way that C.J. Stroud was going to be able to take that proverbial bull by the horns and hold guys accountable. And damn it, you can't, I mean, like I used to have to get on my guys of like, whether the receivers are lining up in the wrong place or the offensive line can't stay on size.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
what I mean? Hold your damn water, man. You, yeah, can't, C.J. can't do that when Laramie Tunsil's out there. It constantly doing it.
Yeah, and right? And you hear how he talks about him, you know, with a certain level of deference, and you understand, oh, yeah, that. I mean, this, yeah, is an, yeah, accomplished player, and he, sure, this is a young player coming in behind him. Yeah. Talks about, hey, Laramie Tunsil is a vet. He don't do nothing extra.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's his prerogative, and especially for as talented as he is, hey, that's his prerogative, but is that the tone, yeah, that you want to set?
Yeah.
Is that the standard that you want to set? Is that the example that you want everybody else to follow? I think that's his own question.
Well, I think if you look, my point, man, to put a bow on it, my point is the fact that Laramie Tunsil, who clearly is not what they were looking for here in Houston, was a captain, and Steph Diggs is on boats with pink powder, and causing waves in New England right now. The fact that those guys were anointed with C's on their chest immediately, again, I don't care what you do, but the thought that it was that's what was reality, I think speaks to the void or let's say development that needed to happen from the young guys to be those leaders, right?
Yeah.
Now's the time, and it'll be an absolute game changer for the Texans. We'll see. B. Scott's in for Ron Ugly. T-Mills behind the glass. You're listening to Sports Radio 60 and Houston's sports leader. All right, look, as an Astros fan, which I am, and many of y'all out there are we still an ALCS World Series window conversation team? Are we still a team in your mind? Are we still that team where the expectations of an ALCS, a deep playoff run, and potentially a World Series, is that real? Are we crazy? Is that real? That's next right here on Sports Radio 16.
I'm always good raw dog in the drive.